Today's episode and events are purely fictional and do not represent the podcast necessarily, or any real events, people, and any real events, people, or activities discussed are purely coincidental and are totally fictional in nature, and they did not actually happen. Anyways, let's get on with today's episode. What's up, you guys? This is HJ here, and welcome to episode 13 of the Level Infinite Show. So, yeah. Thank you guys for joining us today. We're so excited to have you. We're going to be winging it today, so excuse me.
I caught HJ selling meth to children.
No, that's a lie. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. No, that's a lie. He's sarcastic. He doesn't
Source,
know what
trust
he's talking
me, bro.
About. Bro, okay, this is no, this never happened. This never, ever happened. Are you trying to cause like, warrants and stuff?
Yes.
Why? What did I ever do to
because
you,
funny.
Dude?
Because funny! Trolling equals funny. Duh.
See, he admits it. He was trolling. See, I caught him red-handed.
God damn it.
I know, right? I knew it was you. I knew it was you all along.
Oh, we can talk about this, please.
No, it's too late for that. It's too late for that. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. I don't have an axe, and no, we're not going to be swinging axes at each other. Let's not do that. So, there was this one guy named Hades. You want to hear about Hades? You want to know what he said?
The guy from Fortnite?
Yeah, you want to know what he said?
Oh my god, what did the guy from Fortnite say?
He said, work yourself to death.
Fuck no.
You don't get it? Because, you know, Hades is the Greek god of death. You don't get it? At all?
So, you know the funny word that ended up turning into a slur, but it starts with the letter R, and it's, by dictionary definition, a word that refers to a car slowing down. That word. Yeah, I'm a little bit that. Yeah.
Okay, so, note to self, buy a book. Yeah, do you want me to order you one too? Because there's one off of Amazon for like $33.33. No, I'm not kidding. There's probably a dictionary off of there that we can look up.
I actually have a dictionary, like a physical dictionary. I have one.
Really? Did you order yours off of Amazon too?
No, I've had mine for several years. At the old house that I lived in, somebody left it in a closet. Like the person
really?
Living there previously. They left it in a closet and it was still sealed and everything. So I was like, fuck it, I'm taking this. This is my dictionary. This is the book of smartass, and it's mine now.
I mean, technically, you would have been able to take it either way, since it was left in the house, and since you bought the house, anything inside the house has to be
bought. No, we didn't buy it. It was a rented property.
Well, then, who was the property owner? So technically, that belongs to the property owner,
right? It wasn't
then,
the property owner. It was the previous people living there. But hey, it's just a fucking dictionary. Why would they give a shit?
Yeah,
it's just a book, man.
Yeah, nobody's gonna care about a dictionary. Now if it were an Ultra book or a MacBook or something, somebody come knocking on your door with the FBI or something.
Oh my god, imagine somebody gets the FBI on my ass for
imagine somebody gets
a fucking dictionary out of an apartment.
Imagine somebody calls the FBI just because they left a MacBook at their old house they used to rent, and then you moved in there and they wanted to take it back. That's illegal, by the way. They can't legally call the FBI and do that. No, I'm being serious. Like, this is
the
one
FBI
time being serious.
Realistically would not give a shit either.
Yeah, the FBI
wouldn't waste
their
time.
The FBI wouldn't even bother doing that. I mean, even the local police department wouldn't do anything about it just because, you know, you're renting the house now and any property left over becomes property of establishment, technically, depending on where you live.
Nah, like, if you want to... Nah, to get investigated by the FBI, you gotta do some heinous shit. You gotta, like, fucking traffic drugs across your city or some shit. Or fucking
Or you gotta be a hacktivist or something like that. You gotta be a hacktivist.
Or that, too.
Yeah, I've just got to start hacking
they hate
people.
Anything dark web, anything. They hate that shit.
Well, you know, you could casually take down a company before, but you know, nobody's gonna pay attention to that, you know. Sarcasm.
I may or may not have hacked Uber. Maybe not. We don't know.
FBI, open up. You've been accused of hacking the Uber company that we don't even really care about, and that Lyft is probably better than Uber. No, I'm just kidding. Both of them are equally good. But still, we're the FBI. We're coming to your house. I have a warrant. You want to know? You want to see
Second
my warrant?
Second Amendment right. Oh, wait. Never mind. Oh, you have a warrant? Never mind. No Second Amendment right.
Yeah.
No, noted.
You want to see my warrant?
How about you take that warrant and shove it up your ass?
My
far
face.
Up there as you possibly fucking can.
My face is my warrant.
Okay.
Yeah, my face is my warrant, dude. You don't want to mess with my warrant. My face is my warrant.
I bet your face looks very punchable.
Huh?
You fucking heard me. Your face probably looks very punchable.
Well, of course it does. I mean, my face is naturally round. How is it not supposed to look like a look like a skinny, punchy bag? Gosh, this has turned into a really interesting show. I wish Rain was here. He could contribute.
Told you from the start that I'm an interesting character, and you may potentially regret trusting me in any way.
Bro, have you turned into Timmy Turner?
I have no. Oh wait, Timmy Turner.
Yeah, you know that one. Oh, I was about to say, one, I have no you know that one cartoon character that was always wishing he had a burner phone because he constantly kept talking to fairies constantly, and nobody and didn't want anybody to know that he was talking to fairies.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that guy. Yeah, that one guy. Where's the pink
yeah,
cap?
I fucking hate that guy. Oh, there's Rain. Hey. Rain,
where have you been? You're late. You need to go to detention.
Rain, you were fucking... Why were you jacking off, bro? Come on. You had more important things to do than jack off.
I like the flavor.
The flavor? Oh. There's
That's,
flavor?
Wow.
What? Flavor?
I'm intrigued. I need context now.
Wait. Flavor? What?
You put it into a cup and then you drink it.
Throw what in a cup? Oh. What? Are you saying you're trying to
mouth
us? Are
you telling me you drink your own nut? The
Are you telling me that you're trying to melt us?
America.
A murder cup? Or did you say America? Or America?
HJ, respectfully, you are a little bit slow, my guy.
You're right. Yeah,
We're all a little slow. Let's be honest.
I'm probably a lot more than both of you. Like, honestly, I'm probably a lot more than both of you. Straight facts. I most likely am. I literally am actually on the spectrum, so I most likely am.
What about gay facts?
No, that's not me. You know, I actually had a girlfriend before.
Oh my god, he's a gamer and he's had a girlfriend before. Holy shit, the prophecy's true.
What?
The chosen one.
The I'm the chosen one. No, you are the chosen one. Rain, you were the freaking chosen one. You were the one that was supposed to lead us away from the gamer lords, not join them. You said you would do
better to join them.
Your new empire, dude, for gamer lords, you said you would destroy them, not join them. What are you doing, dude?
Them.
It's us Fair versus enough. Them. Only a gamer lord deals in absolutes. I will do what I must.
HJ, I think yet again you missed the point. You asked, what are you doing? And he responded, them.
Think about it.
I think you might have missed the point, HJ. You might have.
So you think I missed the apex?
Oh, somebody fucking, you know, never mind. Okay, I'm gonna contain myself. I'm going to behave myself. You're a goddamn this time. Legend, man. Well, not
Oh no! You don't need it to. You don't want to contain yourself, do you? Yeah, you know you don't want to contain yourself.
No, I was going to make some concerning remarks, but
you're probably gonna throw your monitor into the CV when you realize that your car window's been broken out. Wait, what? I'm just kidding. I just wanted to see your reaction. See? Rain gets it.
I don't have a car.
You don't have a car. Then whose car was that parked on the side of the highway? Wait, what?
What highway? What?
No, the highway.
This shit. Why are you being so cryptic?
That highway that goes under this one underpass that goes over the other underpass that goes with whatever highway goes west. I don't know, but man, yeah, that highway.
Ring is being fucked by stupid right now,
bro. We don't have a topic for this episode. We're just winging it, and I think we've done a pretty bad job of that. This is going to be a comedy show. No, everybody that laughs at Comedy Central is going to have Comedy Central laughing at us. Like, I'm not even joking.
Oh, my God. Somebody should do that. Put laugh tracks over an episode of the podcast.
Right, yeah, like, I mean, we're gonna have somebody laughing at us. Some network's gonna be laughing at us.
I laugh at myself every time I wake up.
Do you really?
That is sad.
Do you really? That kind of is sad, not gonna lie. That kind of is sad.
America.
Fuck yeah.
Welcome to Texas. Welcome to Texas, where you can have all the guns in the world that you imagine, and you can go and race cattle. Wait, really? Fuck, you can do that
in Texas? You can.
Okay, that's interesting. I didn't even know that.
Anyway,
imagine your neighbor's cat is being a nuisance and you just fucking blow its head off with a fucking 50 BMG bullet with an M82. You live in Texas and the cat's. Like, your neighbor's cat is being a fucking nuisance, so you just.
Imagine playing an epic RPG.
Imagine.
We do not care, bro. Like, widowy.
Are you widowy hitting the glee?
Oh my God, is he widowy hitting the Woody in Fortnite?
Fortnite Battle Pass.
Why? No, wait, bro, is streaming in 1440p 60fps. That's wild.
Okay, so it just plays epic RPG.
This guy
RPG.
Is about to find out how powerful RPGs actually are.
3, 2, 1.
This guy is about to find out how powerful RPGs
are. Oh my God. No. You found out what happens when you play epic RPG. That's right. Epic RPG. See? Epic RPG.
Bro fucking fell over. That's wild.
Yeah, sure. He fell over. Yeah, we'll go.
Yeah,
with
that might be another statement.
Yeah, we'll go with that. We'll go with that. Credit to the person that actually posted that, because that was really funny. I gotta give him props for that. That was really funny, though. But credit to the person that also theoretically fell over. We don't talk about that. Yeah, we don't really talk about that.
Theoretically, motherfucker, he did. We watched that shit in real time. We watched that motherfucker. Well, the trigger is just fucking flop.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Nothing happened. I just,
yeah, let's just say there were bits of him over here, bits of him over there, bits of him in the river, and little tiny bits, sadly, up in the tree? Question mark?
That's not that bad. I've definitely seen more fucked up things in my day.
Yeah, it's not the worst. I mean, it could be, you know.
Ever watch a dead mouse get railed by a cat?
If it is as it is, it is what it is.
Yeah, true. Yeah, you're right. It's what it is there.
Wee woo, wee woo.
Yeah, it's kind of. Yeah, you're right.
I'm in the background.
Okay, who's screen sharing what?
Oh no, I don't.
God damn it, Rain, where are you?
I'm scared now.
Y'all like the Binding of Isaac and stuff like that?
Are you on Steam?
I'm about to open a game on Steam, yes.
Good luck with that. All right. Anyways, you guys can carry on with that though, because you know it's your stream. Anyways, you guys, that does it for today's episode. Just a quick note though: everything that was depicted on this episode are purely for entertainment purposes only.
Mom, what the fuck?
What really? I'm getting excited. Yeah. Anyways, this episode was purely for
people decide to name themselves.
Guys. Okay. Anyways, this episode was purely for entertainment purposes only. Shout out to these two.
Dog.
Why did we need to know that?
Sometimes when I'm walking down the street, I want to burn down an orphanage.
Dude, that's like plus 100 points.
Dude, why? No. Just no.
You wanted to do a podcast with us. This is your fault.
Anyways,
you're giving us the tools, we're making the comedy.
Anyways, this episode is purely for entertainment purposes only. These comments do not necessarily reflect real events or people and are purely coincidental and or are fictional in nature. Thank you very much for saying that out loud. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. We're probably gonna be doing a little bit of editing on this one.
Just a little bit, right? Just a little bit.
I think a little bit might be an understatement.
Just as little as your...
Never mind. Huh?
What?
Huh?
I didn't say a word.
Okay. Yeah, and I think it's safe to say that we're done here. Yeah, we're done here. And you guys, yeah, so technical difficulties.
Are we done now?
Let's go. We overthrew HJ. Let's go.
Is he gone?
No.
I thought he left the call.
What? I can't hear you guys over the censored sound effects.
What's going on, Harvey?